As a homeowner, I can't help myself. I'm always thinking about fixing this and changing that. For the money, for the beauty, for the knowledge and the peace of mind. It's about time for the Love My Renovation Project with Mike Young.
Everybody, looking forward to this. Hope y'all enjoy the show. A lot of people are asking questions regularly about what is an FHA 203K and how can it work for them. But more importantly than that, we want to know that there's more than just the 203K. So we're going to start talking about renovation loans in general. But the FHA 203K is probably the hallmark of them. It's money to purchase or refinance your existing loan and get the money to do the repairs that may be needed, the updating that you've been putting off. I can't tell you how important it is to put enough money in there to get the job done. You can do pretty much anything you want with an FHA 203K. It is, however, an owner-occupied product. In other words, you have to live in the house that you're working on. So Fannie Mae and VA have come up with their own versions that don't require that. The Fannie Mae product, the home style renovation mortgage, can actually be used by investors to flip houses if that's what you want to do, or for second homes. Very low interest rate. These are 30-year mortgages. So you're not repairing the house using a construction loan, which may have to be paid off in 9 months or 6 months, and or renewed and pay additional points and fees. That's what's one of the greatest things about the FHA 203K is that it's just one-time close. It's just a one-time close. So anyway, going on, the FHA 203K can be used to on any 1-to-4-unit building. So if you're looking at buying a fourplex, this is an excellent way to do it. You get the money to purchase and fix up. Today we got a call from a young guy that's going to help his daughter get into a fourplex. And they found the home that they're looking to buy. We used to advertise this back in the 90s as learn to live rent-free in America, and we were pushing 203K towards fourplexes. The borrower would buy a fourplex, live in one unit, the second unit and the third unit would pay the mortgage, and the fourth unit would give them cash flow to buy food and so forth, thus living rent-free in America. So we're looking at a lot of options that are great, in my opinion. The mixed use. How many people out there are real in the real estate business are selling commercial mixed use type structures and having to get 35% down? Well, with the FHA 203K, if the borrower is willing to live in that unit, one of those units, they can purchase for 3.5% down. Much better than 35% down. Anyway, I lost my note page. Would you believe that? Anyway, the 203K is a wonderful, wonderful product. We're going to see one Tuesday that's in the Santa Cruz Mountains. It's a single family house. It's been neglected for years. So now what they're going to do is get in there and put a whole new face on it, update it, bring it up to current standards, and generally give it a complete overhaul. Make it your home. In my opinion, every home that's sold should be a renovation, because there is no home that meets your expectations 100%. Personally, I don't like to move into a home, even if it's got brand new carpet, without changing the carpet. And you can do that. The 203K gives you the option to do as much or as little work as you want to do. Most of the lenders that sell this product will request that you at least get $2,000 worth of work in order to keep the loan, make it make sense for them. But there are lenders out there that will tell you that there is a $35,000 maximum loan amount for the construction. Well, that's false. That's the 203K Limited, or Limited 203K. It was introduced in 2005. But in fact, we have got one running right now that is just over $575,000 in construction. We finished one last summer for $544,000 in construction. So it's just a myth that these loans only cover up to $35,000. Now, having said that, VA has a new loan out there. VA, of course, as you know, is a 100% financing for veterans. So if you're a veteran, you're looking at a house and it needs a little work, they now have up to $35,000 in repairs that can be added and still give you 100% financing. So that's pretty cool. The unique thing about all these loans is they use consultants. The FHA 203K and the VA loan use consultants. Homestyle, you can use consultants. We recommend you do. It's always nice having somebody on your side that knows what they're doing about this construction loan. Chances are you don't buy a house every day, but we do a 203K nearly every working day of the year. So we can be a big advantage. We typically save our clients anywhere from 3 to 5 times our fee, and our fees are based on the amount of construction. So that becomes inconsequential when their savings outweigh the costs. So anyway, let's take a little break here, and I'll be back with you shortly.
.com. If you're having issues with your renovation project, we may be able to assist you. It's nice to know you have a knowledgeable person on your side. We recently had a client that had a lender telling them that the problem wasn't theirs, but it was the correspondent lender's. Ultimately, they agreed it was their problem and remedied the issue quickly. Most issues have been handled without a fee. Visit 203k911.com now, and let's fix your problems.
Hey, back with you. This is Mike Young, and our Love My Renovation Project. The title of our show kind of says about 90-95% of our 203K construction projects are a blessing. You do have some issues from time to time. Most of them are easily solved. And once in a while, you have something where the homeowner and the contractor just can't seem to get along any longer. Years ago, we had one, and it was 3 days, just 3 days before the project would be finished, when the homeowner and contractor got into it, unrepairable they just had to split ways and go their separate ways at that point. But other than that, most issues revolve around a lack of communication. The first thing when a homeowner tells me that the contractor is just not showing up to work on time or they just don't seem to care, the first thing I ask him is, have you told the contractor you're not happy with him or that he's not showing up? And the answer 99% of the time is no. I thought you were supposed to do that. So what is the consultant's role in a 203K project? Our role has two different roles, actually. When we start the project, we represent the borrower exclusively. Now, that's kind of hard to understand because we actually have to be hired by the lender. The lender is supposed to choose the consultant, one that they know the work of and they can respect their decisions. But the first part of our job, we work exclusively for the borrower. So we get out to the job site. We represent only the borrower. The borrower is the only person paying us. Contractors cannot pay us. If you find that your contractor's paying your consultant, you may have a cause of action. They cannot. So here we go. We get out there. We walk through the house, make an inspection with the clients present, hopefully, and come up with a scope of work. That scope of work is all the list of work items that we're going to be doing to this home. Once that scope of work is defined, your consultant is to actually bid the job, hand you a bid for the 203K consulting. That is the job. Then and only then does it go out to contractors for bid. Now, there's a lot of lenders out there that have it backwards. For some reason, they're of the impression that it's a faster close if you have the contractor come out first and bid the job. That does not work well. It never has, at least in my business, because the contractor quite often doesn't know all the ins and outs and all the requirements that HUD requires on top of the kitchen remodel and maybe a roof that everybody knows needs to be replaced or updated. So what do? Well, we come out there beforehand, we create the scope of work and we give you a price that enables or empowers the borrower, because when they get their first bid, they can know whether that bid is a reasonable bid or not. So let's look at that a little bit. I did a bid for a gal in Marin County, California, high rent district, 24 years old. She was buying her first house and she told me that I already have a contractor. We don't need to look for one. We don't need to put it out to bid except to my contractor. So I put a bid together at $159,000 to do the repairs and upgrades in a small second story addition. That was within her budget and everything was moving forward quickly. We sent the same paperwork over to her contractor and they took 4.5 weeks to put their bid together. By the way, my bid was put together in 4.5 days. Their bid, 4.5 weeks. I bid $159,000 and their contractor came in at $298,000. Interesting. How could they possibly be that different with the same scope of work? At that point, that was not in her budget. And she asked me, what do we do now? And I said, well, let's get another bid. So she picked a second contractor out of the phone book. And I'd never done any business with them before. We sent them the same scope of work. And about 3 weeks later, we got their bid. Remember, I was $159,000. Their bid came in at $161,000. At that point, the borrower realized that her contractor that she was so excited about took that excitement as a reason to raise his prices beyond a reasonable amount. Now, and that's why we exist. That's why you have a 203K consultant. We watch your back. We tell you where this is where it should come in. Now, admittedly, I will try to bid on the low end because I'm working for the client. I'd say this is the best price we're going to get. I don't expect that we're going to get everything that we want. But if their bid comes in 5% high, 10% high, that's still a valid bid, certainly worthy of consideration. So what we're going to do now is take that same information, put it out to bid, get the contractor's take on everything. And if there's need be, if the contractor seems to be really high on one item or two items or really low, then the contractor and I as a consultant will talk and find out just what's going on. The very first 203K I ever did, the bids came in. See, it was a small job. I believe I was $24,000 and some change, maybe $24,500. Contractor A came in at $23,500. Contractor B came in at $25,500. And contractor C came in at $30,000. I knew contractor C. He was a personal friend of mine. And I called him and I said, "You seem to be way off." In fact, I told all three contractors, I said, "You're all off a little bit from my bid. I'd like you all to double check your numbers. Make sure you haven't missed something." And lo and behold, come to find out with the third contractor, he had bid a bunch of other things that the homeowner had added during their walkthrough. See, I'm not present at their walkthrough. I was present at my walkthrough. We created a scope of work and we bid it. And the homeowner was actually changing the scope of work, but they failed to change it with the other two contractors or the consultant. That's not a good place to be. As we move forward with these things, everybody must be bidding apples to apples. They must be bidding the same list. So in doing so, we can monitor who's got a valid price and who doesn't. So the first thing I did was I asked the contractor three, I said, "Remove all of the additional items the homeowner asked you to do, put them on a separate bid sheet. So give me a bid with just the things that we asked you to bid on." And lo and behold, he was $24,250 or something on that range. Very, very close to my bid. Most of us use Home Tech Services as a bid guide, if you will. They've been creating this pricing for home construction for a little over 50 years now. They know what they're doing, and they are the recommended source for costing 203K projects. So when we come in very close to a contractor, that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. We'll never come in exactly the same penny for penny, or should not. Some lenders require that contractors' bid ultimately meets and matches penny for penny with the consultant. But if you ask HUD, HUD says they cannot and must not and will not match. So that's puts us in an interesting predicament. If they do match, HUD will take you off the list. If they don't match, the lender will take you off their list. So either way, it's not a good thing for the consultant. Anyway, we're coming up on another project. We had bid this job, and the contractor, as we're getting into these 203K projects, quite often we come up with ideas that we've seen. We had a duplex in Point Richmond. Earthquakes are a consideration. When I got in the basement of this duplex, somebody at some point had decided to make the basement much larger. So they took and started digging between the piers that hold up the center of the structure. And literally, the 4x4 posts that came down on a concrete pad, they dug straight down along that concrete pad, right straight down, and tried to make walkways between the piers. Of course, they were no longer supporting the house the way they should be. So in our scope of work, we were going to replace those piers and put them in properly. Bid number one from, let's say, contractor bid one came in at about $45,000 to fix that foundation. Contractor two came in at $12,000. So the difference was just too much for reality. So I asked both contractors to please relook at their numbers and see if they had made a mistake. And the $45,000 bid said, no, no mistake. Everything looks good. We're going to support the entire weight of that structure and dig out that foundation the way it should have been and put in new piers. The second contractor said, I'm not about to tell you how I'm going to do that until you tell me I've got the job. So I said, well, if your solution meets our standards, then you got the job. At that point, he shared a very good idea. What he was going to do was dig down where somebody had dug out the foundation deeper. He was going to dig there and put a footing and come back up and tie into the bottom of the house to tie into the beams that went across, which was ideal. He wasn't going to take out all those other pier and posts that were improperly dug out, but he was going to resupport the house at the lower level where it should have been supported in the first place, except that it wasn't dug out that deep. So we found that his solution to the problem was far superior as far as cost savings. And that's, having done that now for 23 years, we've seen a lot of cost savings. I had one renovation project on a mixed-use building where the storefront down below, the glass had settled down into the base, and there was about a 2-inch gap of the glass at the top of the windows. So that glass was carefully removed, and when we opened up the bottom, the framing, there was every 16 inches was a pile of dust where the beetles or the termites, whatever, had eaten away all the wood, leaving only dust. About every 8 feet was a steel post, and that steel post was supporting the building. It was a two-story building. Contractor one rebuilt it just like, or wanted to rebuild it just exactly the way it was. In other words, frame it in with 2x6s and put everything back. And his bid was $125,000. Contractor two's bid, $12,500. Contractor two was doing it a completely different way. Instead of rebuilding it with 2x6 studs and so forth, he was framing it up and pouring it solid with concrete. It would never fall again. It was a more permanent repair, in my opinion. The fun thing was when I called both contractors and said, please look at your bid. It is so far different from the other contractor's bid that something isn't right. So please make sure you haven't made a mistake. Contractor one said, no mistake, $125,000. Now, he was doing a job for me across the street, about a $250,000 project. So I thought he would be a good one to do this project and just add it in because all of his people were there and so forth. But in reality, the second contractor looked at his bid and he come back to me and he said, oh, my goodness, thank you so much. I want to increase my bid. And I was getting ready to think, oh, boy, what's he going to be, $100,000 or what? Because he was only 12.5. But he shocked me when he said, I want to increase my bid $345. I forgot that the tile's coming from Italy on the outside of this building, and I've got a, it's going to cost me an extra $345 I forgot to put in there. So he got the job, and when contractor B or A saw that work going on, he said, that guy is pouring that concrete solid there. He said, if I'd have done it that way, I could have saved you a lot of money. And I said, well, he did. He saved me a lot of money. So anyway, these are the kind of things that experience kicks in and takes over. And that experience then is shared with the clients that we serve. So as we come into these things blind, sometimes we don't know what to expect. Sometimes you open a wall and there's damage there you didn't believe. We had one where the siding was being replaced, and there wasn't quite as much siding there as we had anticipated, but behind the siding was a lot more damage than we anticipated, and the bid was sufficient to cover both. So next item. You may want to buy, or you buy a house. Let's back up. Let's go. The realtor is showing you houses, and you want a house that's a four-bedroom, two-bath, at least, so many square feet, and you want a swimming pool and an outdoor recreation area that has a patio and maybe a barbecue. And there's just nothing like that on the market. Well, people are telling me right now we have a scarcity of properties on the market. So why not show them a house that meets most of their requirements? Let's say you found a four-bedroom house in the neighborhood they want, and all that's missing is a swimming pool and the patio, the outdoor equipment that they wanted, the barbecue and so forth. Well, you can add a swimming pool if you use the Homestyle renovation project. We did last year, we did, or last summer, we did a swimming pool, a patio, stamped concrete, and a beautiful barbecue all built in. And that's all they did, but it was a Homestyle renovation project. The pool surround, they were, that pool was hauled in completely, a fiberglass pool, on the back of a truck and lifted into place. It was amazing to watch it go in. It actually was very fast. So you can do these kind of things very easily with the 203K or the Homestyle, depending on what products you're doing. Now, if the FHA 203K, if you had a pool at that house and it needed work, the 203K used to have a limit of $1,500, which was hardly enough to do much on that pool. Today, the guideline has changed a little bit, and you can repair that pool, whatever it needs. So if you want to do all new gunite and whatnot and just redo that pool, then that's fine. You can do that. Recently, we had a job in Concord, California, where the people who bought the house that had a pool didn't want the pool. And they thought they would just fill it in all by themselves. You can't do that. A swimming pool requires to be undone, just about like it was. It takes a permit to take a pool out. As soon as I can think of that word, I will let you know what it is. But anyway, you can't just fill a pool in. What happens is swimming pools are like a boat. They will float. And if you put dirt in it, dirt doesn't weigh as much as water. So the first rainy season, the boat floats in your backyard and comes right up out of the ground. So What they typically do is drill 6-inch holes throughout the bottom of the pool, and then they cave the sides in, shoving it into the middle, and then they fill it in the balance. We've done the decommission the swimming pool. It has to be done with permits, and it'll have to be inspected as it's being done to be sure that it's done properly. The 6-inch holes drilled throughout the bottom of that swimming pool allow water to pass when that doesn't float. We had one good friend of ours that was going on vacation for several months in Europe, so they thought they would empty their pool, and they did. And when they came home, it was 4 feet up out of the ground because it had rained and it floated like a boat. So anyway, so we'll be right back with you shortly.
Thinking of becoming a 203K consultant? Contact us to see if you qualify. Home inspectors, contractors, architects, and engineers most likely qualify. Create an additional profit center using your existing knowledge base. For more information, visit 203ksoftware.com, and you'll be glad you did.
Hey, how are you? This is Mike Young again. We're talking about renovation loans, 203K, Homestyle, VA. There's a lot of them out there. One of our lenders has 9 different renovation packages that they can offer you for your particular needs. It's a great business to be in if you're a home inspector looking for another avenue, an income stream. This is a good business to get into. It's a respectable business. There is much need for our services out there. When we go out and help a client get the house and get the property that they want and make it their home, we have done a job. We've got some of these that all they're doing is replacing decks. That's possible. We got other ones that are bringing it up to code. We got one going right now down in Gilroy, California. We're all over the country, but in Gilroy, we've got one where there was a room addition added on illegally. We see a lot of that. I know the city of San Pablo had a rule if you had an illegal addition in the city of San Pablo, California, there was no discussing what to do about it until it was removed. Then you could discuss whether you wanted to apply to put it back, but you removed it before we talk because it was there illegally. Gilroy's not quite that hard on people, but the new buyers decided to remove it anyway, and that's fine. You can do that. There are some hot buttons, some things that need to be upgraded whether you want to or not. And that's kind of where you run into a problem when you have the contractor go out first. Recently, I had a contractor tell me, oh, we're not going to upgrade the electrical. We don't need to. And I said, no, you're going to bid the job that I laid out for you, the scope of work as I laid out for you. It's not up to you to decide. And one of those hot buttons for HUD is, if you have a 30-amp service on this old house, it's going to have to be upgraded minimum 100 amp with breakers. Fuses are no longer adequate. So even if they didn't want to do that, they would still need to do that. I got a call from a guy in New Jersey, one of my guys in New Jersey, and he was telling me that the knob and tube wiring, the contractor insists that it be replaced Well, the HUD minimum property standard says that as long as it's not being disturbed and is still intact, there's no reason to replace it. But the contractor apparently is an electrician, and he wants that replaced for his own purposes, to make his big bid better or bigger. So it's nice to have a consultant with you on your side so that you're not sucked into doing things that you may or may not want to do. However, we do have to insulate the attic if it's not insulated at all. In California, we have to bring that to R38 now. We always recommend you insulate the sub area. Put your R19 under the floor where you have a raised foundation. This whole insulation thing, though, is good money spent. What I hear typically that if you spend, for every dollar you spend on insulation, it pays you back $2 to $2.50 a year in the energy savings. So why would you not want to do that? Save yourself some money on the long run. I get asked all the time, can I do solar panels? Can I put solar electric on my new home? Well, the answer is yes, you can, provided you own the solar panels and it's not leased. Okay, so if you're leasing the solar panels, then they will finance that for you. For flood losses, interesting. Question just came across. Where did it go? Do you do insurance adjustments for flood losses? That's a good question, by the way. Fire losses, flood losses. We recommend, we've had a lot of fires here in California recently, and then the hurricanes and tornadoes in the southeast part of the country. We'd like to see you put a lot of that insurance money back in your pocket and refinance at the low interest rates that you can get. Makes you, you're financially more, you know, financially stronger. It makes you appear to be much stronger than you might have been in the first place. But yes, you can finance those repairs for flood. If you don't know it, when you have a flood, you need to get in there within 24 hours because that mold is going to start growing. So you should get in there as quickly as possible and assess the, what you need to do, and maybe even open up some walls so it can start drying out. I did one in Alturas where the entire home had been gutted and all the mold had been remediated, but there was no drywall. They took out the floor between the two levels. It was an interesting 203K, and we put it all back together under the guideline. One of the best deals I ever had was a client had a fire in their home, and the insurance paid off. The insurance, they took the insurance and bought another house, and they sold that house, a four-bedroom house, two baths, for $2,500, which was the tax bill that was owed on the house. So they kept their insurance money, bought a new house, and sold that house for $2,500. So our client picked up a four-bedroom, two-bath house with a fire in the kitchen for $2,500, put it back together, and ended up with about $150,000 in equity when he finished. So it's pretty good. So thank you for that question. 203K is such a dynamic product. If a home, if a realtor has a home that they're trying to find for a client, and the only home that they can find is a one-bedroom, one-bath house, we can turn it in, possibly turn it into a house that they want. In other words, if they wanted a four-bedroom, two-bath, two-story house, why not take that little house and maybe keep the foundation, maybe one wall, and build the house of their dreams? Everything new. We did one in Alamo, California, which is a high-rent district. The people had bought a 600 square foot home on a lot and paid about $400,000 for it. If you can believe that little 600 square foot house being worth that much, but an Alamo, yeah. I have pictures of that thing on my website, which shows you that they cut the house in half and made that the method of their 203K, and then they built a 4,200 square foot house next to it. Attached, by the way, it's all one house now, but it's got some beautiful curved dual staircases that go to the second floor, and it's just a beautiful home. I believe they ended up, as I recall, with approximately $1.5 million in equity. And they did it all with a 203K. So anything is possible. Investors, if you're looking to invest in real estate, then you should know about the Homestyle Loan, because while it's not a 203K, it works the same way. You can purchase and renovate and sell or live in a second home, single-family houses. Okay, it's not for duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes so much. Investors that are looking, say you've got a business and you need a place where you can operate your business and you want a place to live too, you can buy mixed-use buildings for 3.5% down. It's whatever the building is when it's finished is what counts. So let's say you couldn't find a mixed-use building where you wanted to live, but there was a beautiful commercial building where you are looking to put your home and business. Why not put a second story, maybe even a third story, maybe a fourth story? Let's put in enough residential units to make it pay for itself, and you've got your commercial unit downstairs free and clear as far as rent. These are avenues for you to take advantage of projects that are out there. We had a barn once that we were working on. The lender and the client both, as I pulled up to this barn, the trainee that I had with me was an ex-concrete finisher. He had just retired from one of the largest concrete companies in California. He was one of the brothers that owned that company. And as we pulled into this property, I noticed you could see the slanted floor and a trough in the middle as it came down. I said, look at that. It looks like an old milking barn.
We know which lenders are all talk and which ones can actually close your loans faster. You can depend on our consultants for the facts before you choose a lender. There are many lenders who will tell you they need 60 to 90 days to close a renovation loan. Those aren't the ones to choose. A 203K can close as fast as a 203B, unless the lender is trying to play all the possible positions on the field. The 203K is a team sport, and you should have the team members that know what to do. If your LO is constantly calling the consultant to see how is it going, you may want to reevaluate that member. Each member has a job. Let them perform their part while you perform yours. The countdown doesn't start until the lender gets your financial information. Visit 203k911.com. We know what to do.
Hey, we're back. Let's look at that mixed-use building again. As we find that commercial spot that you want, and we can add residential to it so it becomes a mixed-use building. And the 203K is good for that as long as you're going to be living in one of those units. We had one in San Francisco years ago where I got there and there was a Middle Eastern, I think it was an East Indian owner. He had a grocery store downstairs, and he said that he had inherited this building, this multi-story building, with his commercial grocery store downstairs and several floors of living area upstairs, but they had been demolished. It was stripped down to the framing. So he took me upstairs to look at that. And as we did, it was perfect for renovation. It was ready for rewiring, replumbing. It was stripped to the studs. So I put a bid together for him and came down, had a meeting with him, and explained to him that particular renovation was going to end up with 3 4-bedroom flats and a 3-bedroom flat. Excuse me, that was 3 4-bedroom. Let me get it right. We're going to get it right here yet. 2 4-bedroom flats, 1 3-bedroom, and 1 studio. It was a total of 3 stories. So he wanted a studio. He said, I'm a very simple person. I don't need a lot of area to live in. He told me he lived in Coloma. And anybody that knows San Francisco and Coloma, you know, Coloma is mostly gravestones. It's a very big graveyard. Very little housing over there. Anyway, when I came back to him and told him that the project looks like it's going to cost you about $250,000 to renovate, and your income from the 4-bedroom flats at that time was $2,600 a month. Today it's over $6,000 if he's still got that building. So the 4-bedroom flats were $2,600 a piece. The 3-bedroom flat was going to be another $2,200. So he had a cash cow there. And the man was so shaken because he had been living there or running his store out of that unit and thinking that he would never, ever be able to retire. And here he was, totally shaken up by what we were just telling him. And he says, I can actually retire. I can let my cousin buy the store that he wanted to. I live upstairs, and when he wants to go grocery shopping or shopping for the store, I can go down and watch the store. So it was a perfect scenario for his needs. There's so many things you can do with the 203K. Investors, if you're willing to live in the unit and that you're buying mixed unit property, it's a way to get into commercial property, mixed use properties for 3.5% down instead of the standard 35% down. It's just a great investor tool. But you do have to live in it because it's FHA. If you purchase a home or a lot that has 2 houses on it, 2 separate houses, they're distinctly different properties, that's fine. Under the FHA 203K, we can do existing renovations on existing multi-houses on the same lot. One day I drove by a guy who was in the process of raising this fairly large home, and I stopped to talk to him because I was it was early in my career, probably 1999. And I asked him what he was doing, and he said that they needed a new foundation. He said, I'm going to try to add a couple of more units on the other side. And I said, why don't you raise it higher and put 2 units underneath? And the guy thought I was a genius. He was flabbergasted. So he went down to the city, put in his, told him he was going to do, and they said, that's fine. He ended up raising it up, putting 2 more units below, making the 1 large house at the top, made it into 2 units. So he had 4 units. On the rest of the property, he put in a parking lot with an automatic gate and a four-car garage. So everybody had a garage space for storage or car as they wish. The key is that there's so many things you can do it, and we hope that you'll come back with us next Sunday, 1 to 2. You can send your questions in early if you go to our website at www.my203kconsultant.com or 203konline.com. It has a place there for you to put in your questions ahead of time, and we can address those as we get into the show next week. So thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate it. I'll keep talking until the music comes on, but we look forward to hearing from you and hearing your particular problems. If you're having a trouble with a 203K ever, and you just feel like you're at your wit's end, nobody's listening to you, check us out at 203k911.com. We've been able to help lots and lots of people there, and most everybody has been helped without a fee. So most of the problems are very, very solvable. We'll be able to solve those problems for you, or at least get you on the right direction so that you can get your problem solved in an expedient manner. We're not perfect. We do have our share of minor issues, but most everything revolves around communication with your contractor. I can't tell you how important it is to keep that communication on ongoing. So if you have a problem, start communicating with your contractor. At that point, it'll probably go away. It's all about getting these done quickly. We find the contractors. If you need help picking a contractor, we can tell you who does a good job or who has done a good job in the past. If you need a help finding a lender that can close a 203K and is not all talk, we can also help you in that regard. So feel free to ask any questions that you like. The recommendations like that should be on emails. And you can always reach us at radio@my203kconsultant.com. radio@my203kconsultant.com. And we will listen to those questions and help you as best we can.
Tune in every Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific time to BBS Radio Station 1 and learn more about making home renovations possible, profitable, and hassle-free. Isn't it time you learned how to make money doing something you loved? Visit 203konline.com now, and let's get your home makeover projects done right.